Joined now by Congressman Rodney Davis of Taylorville, who has just announced sponsoring the RPM Act, the Recognizing the Protection of Motorsports Act of 2021. This is something that we talked about a few years ago as the EPA was trying to reach in and regulate motorsports, basically. And Congressman, thanks for joining us. You're here to say that this act that you are proposing would tell them to keep their hands off the sport.
They should keep their hands off our motorsports. Look, this is a sport. It's a temporary event. At some point, you can't have bureaucrats in concrete buildings in Washington, D.C., determining what happens around racetracks all throughout the rest of the country.
Now, as we've talked over the course of the years, you and I both understand that the motorsports industry is a vital player in the economics of our nation as well. For those who don't quite understand how big a role it plays, could you, from your point of view, explain their role in the health of our economy?
Well, motorsports, you know, you've got NASCAR that's rising in popularity, more of the Formula One racing, like the IndyCar racing is getting popular once again. And you also have a lot more interest in some of our local speedways. I represent Macon Speedway in Macon County in Macon, Illinois. And, you know, this is a great sport that kids and their dads and their moms and get a chance to go to and learn and grow up with together. And the last thing we need is the government, the EPA coming in and trying to regulate an industry that's there for recreation. And also, as you mentioned, it's a vital part of our local economies. That's what gets a lot of people in the weekends to Macon, Illinois. And we want to be able to continue that happening long into the future.
Even on the local level at our dirt tracks, I know several people who have made a very nice living based on their involvement in motorsports, be it car building or promoting the races or are covering the races for a local media outlet like myself. So it is wide-reaching.
So it really is, and I certainly hope that we continue to put common sense first. I mean, too many times people out in, like I said, in concrete buildings in Washington, D.C., think they have great ideas, but they don't pass the common sense smell test. And this is one of them. It's sad we've got to introduce a bill that's going to stop them from regulating the motorsports industry at the emissions level. And we've got to make sure, though, that we stand strong and represent our constituents well.
So in the press release, you state that it has bipartisan support. How much bipartisan support right now?
Well, it's never enough until we get it passed. But the good news is you have Republicans like me and Democrats that are more than willing to stand up and say this is a government overreach. Government needs to focus on what they do best, and that's not getting into the motorsports industry and killing it for some of our small communities.
Where are we at in the process right now?
You know, the bill's been introduced. We're hoping to get it called into a committee hearing. And hopefully the next step then will be to the floor and move it to the president's desk.
Now, that's not going to happen overnight, though. I mean, it will take some time.
It will take some time. But the good news is sending a message by introducing this shows the folks that are sitting in those concrete buildings that we don't like what they've planned. We don't like their discussions. And maybe it ought not take a law to get them to do the right thing.
Is there anything in the way of opposition that you're aware of right now?
Oh, I'm sure there's always going to be opposition. I mean, I serve with some people in Washington that truly believe every vehicle, no matter how often it's you know started, is polluting the air and killing our environment. But at the same time, we've got to do what we can to put common sense, protects common sense, it protects our local economies.
And finally, for anyone listening in today, can they help out by calling their elected officials, whether it's you or one of the others, maybe listening across the river or maybe on the World Wide Web listening out in California or Oregon?
You know, you guys have that worldwide audience there at that Big Z station, buddy, and I'm happy for you guys. I would just say call your local member of Congress, ask them to co-sponsor the bill. Call your senators. Ask them to run companion legislation there or co-sponsor one that's already being written.